guys, and welcome back to the Down Podcast. And today we have a very, very special treat. We have Pandas YT with us. Hello, Pandas.
Hello.
And basically, we're going to be asking him some questions. We're going to be talking about some popular ask questions about us, some like questions that we need to answer and stuff. So do not leave today's podcast. It is a banger, better than last week's, as it only had 7 minutes worth of watch time, so it's not too good. But Pandas, thanks for coming on today.
No problem.
The first question, and the first thing everyone's been wondering is, where do you see yourself in a year's time?
I don't respond to these questions or anything. Like, you don't know, but 2 years ago, I had a Fortnite channel, and I was supposed to Fortnite. Now, I've got subscribers, and I'm doing completely different content, and I actually hate Fortnite now, so funny how things change, and I don't know where I'll be in the year. Hopefully somewhere where I've got a lot of subscribers.
Now we've recently seen your subscribers blow up and everything. What content and what videos do you think have actually really helped you gain this much traction on your YouTube channel recently?
I would say definitely I've noticed that game videos actually do decently well.
Yeah.
As well as for the watch time, the music has helped a little bit. Now it's not a little bit of views. Not as much subscribers, that's all been via content, but definitely views and watch time. That helped. But apart from that, I think definitely the gaming videos, stuff like that, that's helped, definitely.
Yeah, because I've seen you've been playing a lot with a other YouTuber who's your friend. I can't even remember his blooming YouTube name because it's so unforgettable. But I remember him as You and Plays. Now you got him 100 subscribers. What's he doing with that?
What's it? I've got 100 subscribers. What?
Yeah, how do you think he got 100 subscribers?
He was definitely posting a lot. I've got to give him that. I'm not trying to start drama, so I'm not gonna. But it wasn't all me. It definitely wasn't all me. He's put his content out there, and he has definitely he's worked so hard. Of course, gaming videos aren't necessarily, but I've seen what he's put into making some of his videos behind the scenes, and he's put in a lot of work, and not only has he kind of helped me, but I'm proud of him for getting 100, because it took him a while, so a bit of my videos might have helped, but he's definitely done that majority of himself, so I'm proud of him 100%.
Now we're going to talk about your less funny friend, The Secret's Out.
Right, okay.
Now, this is a podcast. Don't hold back, okay? What is your opinion on his channel? Because he posted a video saying why this isn't the video he wanted to post. Then why did he post that in the first place?
Right. So I know you've got a lot of drama with The Secret's Out. He's okay as a person. Channel-wise, maybe not the best. However, he's got... some people might enjoy it, The Flush videos he does, his content is definitely mainly for younger audiences. Definitely not our age. And we're not even that old. We're just about to become teenagers.
Exactly.
We're still defined as kids, but I think his content's definitely for younger audiences, 100%. And when I say younger, I think it's very, very young. I'm talking 2 to 4, but in his own way, and in younger kids' eyes, maybe he's a big influence to them, but once again, the following is ginormous, not smaller compared to like YouTubers, like us. But in his own way, and in his younger fans' eyes, he might be a role model, but who knows.
And also, he's probably a role model to somebody who's got hit by a car and then their face has been run over and they're blind and deaf. But moving on, your channel has had been under a lot of fire, and so has mine, by Press Spence.
Yeah.
Like, what's your side of the whole Press Spence drama?
It's very mad. It's concerned. A lot of people will just think that we are attacking him from the videos, but a lot of people don't actually get the full story. They just think that we're bullying. And when I tell people full story, like, some will still defend and some will completely change their mind on the matter. But in the time right now, he shouldn't be, personally, he shouldn't be forgiven. He shouldn't be, you know, just moving on from this. He should be replying and apologising for his actions, because, quite frankly, the words that came out on our chat were not particularly, you know, normal, and it kind of was a bit that I couldn't believe it, actually, what he was saying, and that's exactly why I made two videos, and guys made two videos, and he deserved it. He can say, like, oh, can you stop, because it hurt my feelings, well, you hurt my feelings.
Exactly.
Like, it's just the fact that all we're doing is retaliating, because I would say, from what you said, that's a good 4 minute video. It's like, because that's equivalent to 4 videos of us just going at him, because that actually hurts what he said.
Exactly.
He said other things in the past as well, you know, it's just like that. But obviously, we won't be going into that, because some of it is, it's a lot deeper than what has been said.
And but, I also want to say, if your name is Samuel Dylan, you're homeless, or you're just something total mockery of, and you can't give him clout. You are nothing to him. I'm going to expose it on the podcast now. Basically, me and Pandas, we were on a phone call with Press about a month ago, month and a half ago. And this was when I was going to start the Down podcast. And he was basically, I compared him to a very boring math teacher. And he thought I was comparing him to a sex offender, and he just started saying that this math teacher is a sex offender.
But yeah, it's good that we're finally talking about this, because that's what everything's been put out there. I touched on it for a good couple of minutes, 30 seconds of my video, probably less. I went over it, just not even over it, I just quickly breezed past it, and I probably should have taken more notice of that. But yeah, definitely now. Yeah, that is true. I can confirm that, because I was in the call and I wouldn't have said that in my video. He did, in fact, say that we were comparing him to a sex offender. I think I bleeped it out, actually. Because it's worse than just saying, like, you know, the give F, you know. But maybe just saying that was a bit too far. So, it's not just the whole situation with that. What the language is coming out with as well. It's crazy. Yeah.
Now, if anyone hasn't been keeping up recently, it depends when you're watching this, because this should come up like later on YouTube. So you should, if you're watching this on YouTube, you've probably seen my video, and about him comparing, basically saying that subbotting. So we don't know for definite. If this animated channel is basically Press, but the animation style is very similar. So he basically pinned Duck, basically saying that he leaked stuff, basically saying that I subbotted and deleted it after 35 minutes because of two angry YouTubers. Now, I this is total bullshit, but like, what's your opinion on all of this?
I know it's Press or it's Brother, because there's so much evidence here. Not only are the drawings so alike, but there's no other way that could have got out there. I'm pretty sure you didn't make a video on the matter, did you? You just left it.
Yeah.
So how would he know? Like, it's either Duck, which it probably isn't. It has to be Press Spence, because how do they know? Press has never said anything out there. we haven't studied anything out there. The music's dark, so it has to be fresh.
Yeah, but I just think that all of this subotting stuff is fishy. Like, I think, like, this animated news channel, like, press his brother or him. Like, there's too much evidence as well. Like, his banner's blooming Press Spence's brother.
Because Mint Clan, whatever it's called, it's a Fortnite clan that he's got, and, like, no one knows about that, and it's just a complete copy of Smooters, this is all what I was going to say. He seems Smooters, and then he wants to have a bit of that, so he's made himself the cover of Smooters account. That's what I think. It's definitely, he's just copied Smooters.
Because he's on a copying spree, he copied Woolany, he copied you. He's going to copy SmooTubers. What next? He's gonna do Boris Johnson and get COVID-19?
Yep.
Oh, I don't know. But now it's the time when we're going to answer some popular questions and theories and crap about us. So,
okay, right, I'm calling.
Okay, so I have a couple lined up, especially for you.
Okay. Right.
Now this is from user _ and I can't even say this. S Willy. Now this is a direct question to your Terraria series.
Right. Okay.
Are you going to redo your Terraria series?
I want to, but I don't think I'll redo everything because as long as I get a yes from you, and yeah, we will. The demand on the series has been crazy so far that I've been actually threatened by someone. I was going to make a video on it, and then my mic conked out, so I'm waiting for, of course, that sort of thing. And then I can, in fact, make a video on it. Yeah, I was threatened by someone to continue the series. I've had my Reddit, people on my Reddit talking about it, all out. I'm hoping so. I want to, as much as my fans want me to. I'm trying hard to get this sorted again. So, as soon as possible, yes, it should be back up.
Okay, another popular question from XX Olivia Welsh. She says, when... and when are you going to do part two to Cat 123 Puts in Lockdown?
Next year, Christmas this year.
Okay, so Olivia. Olivia Welsh, and now you know that Christmas time is your time to see Cat 123 Puts in Lockdown Part 2. Now, the last question is from David. Now, David wants to know, what is your most embarrassing moment on YouTube and how you got to 1K?
Okay, so it's another question. My most embarrassing 100% my old videos in general. I cringe at my old voice. Not only with the voice, the diss tracks.
Yeah.
100% my most embarrassing moments. I cringe so hard when I watch them back. Just so you know, anyone that's wondering this question as well, there will not be another diss track on any YouTuber until a couple of years, maybe. I might revisit something similar. But for now, no, it's never going to happen again. But for the second question, how I got to 1,000, I wasn't even that consistent in my posting. It's just a matter of good content and just taking up as many offers that you can to get your channel promoted, as in Rogue Energy I took before I started the whole I got to 1K. Definitely helped me promoting that, and lots of, just kind of, you got to stay confident, and you just know that you will get there eventually, and it's not even like, it's a big number when you think about it, but the closer you get, the smaller it gets, the smaller the gap you are, and I'm blazing through YouTube right now. For a 12-year-old, I'm breaking on records currently for a 12-year-old on YouTube. It's amazing because not many 12-year-olds can say they've got over 1,000 subscribers. So it's crazy. I'm just so grateful for everyone, really. But all I've got to say, stay confident. Either keep consistent upload schedule or just make amazing content every now and again, and you'll get there.
Good. I do have one last question, which has actually just come in, and we will probably end it after this. But this is a very dark question, and not really a question. Why are you doing this to press? I want you to fall into a windmill and get cut up. I'm not even making this up. Yeah. Of course I've got Anonymous. Anonymous, I just want to say, I really hope you get hit by a car. But Pandas, thanks for joining us today on the podcast.
Oh, no, it's been good, yeah. I've been on the internet. Thank you for having me on here.
No problem, and maybe in a couple months you can come back on.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Or, like, I can come back on with, like, you and someone like that, like, whenever. But I'm happy to come back on.
Oh, that 100%. Would be brilliant. That would be brilliant.
Okay.
So thank you for joining us on the Down Podcast this week. Next week, we're going to talk to a very unpopular YouTuber. So this is everyone from the Down Podcast team, and we're out. Thank you for listening. Bye.